Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about driving for dollars versus direct mail as a method of finding property owners who want to sell their property at a super reduced price so you can mark it up and sell it. Jill, I picked this topic because it makes you crazy.
It does. That's a fact.
Plus, I personally like when you look pretty when you're angry.
Thank you.
Like once a week, though.
Thank you. I don't like to get angry. So that's perfect.
Hey, before we get into it, though, as always, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay. I know who this person is, too. Michelle from Florida says.
Michelle from Florida? He's a member.
I know.
He's a super successful member.
Uh-huh.
What does he say?
Okay. So this is a question that we had recently. I regularly buy property at the Florida tax auction every week.
There's a Florida tax auction every week?
Yes,
yes there is. We'll fill you in a second.
And I usually sell it every week or so. So why use data for doorstep if this is working already? Good question.
How about you answer?
Why
do you want me to answer?
Well, my number one thing is, why limit yourself? Number one.
Do both.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Don't stop what you're doing because it's working. Roll this in too. And broaden your reach or broaden your counties and get more deal flow. You know, if you're in it to win it. I know it's a silly phrase, but you know
it
what
really
I mean?
Is.
But if you're in it to be successful and kill it in this company or in this business, I should say, you know, you want your phone ringing off the hook so bad that you have to hire help. And, you know, and you can't keep up.
Here's the difference between waking up in the morning and going out to actively buy a property through a tax situation, which I am all for. Our company was based on that solely for the first few years of existence by living off of tax deductions. But here's the problem with it. You can't leverage your time. So as my friend Jill likes to say, you can spend an hour driving around looking for houses or going to a tax auction or in a tax auction's case, a whole day.
Yes.
You're going to end up with a couple of properties. Or you can spend the exact same amount of time, an hour or a day, sending out 25,000 offers via direct mail with good data. Mm-hmm. Do you want to make 25,000 offers or do you want to just buy one or two properties at a tax auction in the exact same amount of time? So all kidding aside, it makes a lot more sense. Hey, if you're successful, don't stop doing it, mm-hmm. Michelle. But you really need to, I say this a million times through the Cash Flow from Land program. Mm-hmm. There's no replacement for doing a mailer.
Mm-hmm.
Do your mailer, then go out and do this other stuff. And I will tell you, every single person that I have ever come in contact with who begins to send mailers on top of something else, like going to a tax auction or whatever, other way, they eventually stop doing the first thing.
Mm-hmm. Like you.
Yep. They're inundated. You get inundated every day
uh-huh.
with offers and, with the mail offers back in the mail, signed offers back in the mail.
People saying, I do want to sell.
And then you tell them how much you want to pay. You don't wait and see at an auction how much you're going to pay and wonder. And there's a lot to say about this. Anyway,
it's so much easier. It's very true.
Okay.
But and I just think with Michelle, you know, while you're waiting for your phone to ring, you can be looking at some of those things. Sure. But eventually, like you said, you're not going to have time. And that's a good thing.
This is how the Florida, Jill, I don't know if you know this. This is how Florida tax. Yes, there's a weekly auction for tax deed property in Florida. And houses and everything are in there. Mm-hmm. What happens is Florida is a tax lien state. So when people stop paying their taxes, eventually the governing authority, usually the counties, they issue a tax lien. They put a lien on the property. And if you continually not pay, investors can buy the lien. As an investment vehicle, and then they buy the lien. If there's $100 worth of back taxes, they buy the lien for $100. And then the owner of the property gets charged all these fees. And one of two things happens. They incur all these fees, and to get the property back in good standing, they have to pay all these fees and buy this lien back.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive. in the end, the investor can make, you know, a lot, 20, up to 20%.
Because if they don't do that, then the investor gets the property for the price of the lien.
That's right. So, and then the other thing that can happen is the owner just says, forget it. I don't care. I never wanted the property anyway.
I'm just going to walk away.
In which case, mm-hmm. the lien holder forecloses on it and owns the property. Mm-hmm. And it surprises a lot of people to tell you that these are two completely different camps. Mm-hmm. People that buy liens are like stock. They own stock. Mm-hmm. They want the paper. They want the return. They don't have anything to do with the property.
Like a bank.
Yeah. Okay. They want anything to do with what the property is all about. And then there's our camp. We want the property. Mm-hmm. So, and it's all statutory in every state. You have to follow the state statutes, but to the letter. So Florida's unique in this way. When it gets foreclosed on by that lien holder, by statutes, they have to offer it to the public as a tax deed sale. Okay. So you could incur all the expense of going through the foreclosure process. Actually, Florida is an administrative foreclosure. So believe it or not, Jill, Florida, the county people mm-hmm. go through the foreclosure process. You don't have to hire an attorney or anything.
They do it for you?
And they call you and say, hey, your deed's ready, but we got to auction this thing off first just to see if anybody will pay more. Well, what happens? There's always someone who pays more.
Right.
Always.
Right.
And this is what Michelle does.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that wrecks it for everybody at the end. Which is, I have a lot of respect for that.
I kind
of
like that. That's really good. Congratulations.
So that's just a little side note about how the Florida tax lien and deed thing mm-hmm. works. And it, I think it's a silly, awful law. But
right.
Oh, so guess what then? Let's say the guy who originally owned the property, right? He said, forget it. I never wanted it anyway.
Right.
If he owes $100 in taxes and it goes to the auction and Michelle pays $3,000 for it mm-hmm. or $5,000, there's a $4,500 difference. Guess mm-hmm. what happens?
The owner gets it?
It's called overages, tax overages. And
who gets it?
The owner gets it.
Yeah, that's right.
All he has to do is fill out a piece of paper and he gets it.
And they don't even know that, I'm sure.
So the net effect is, think about this. The owner sold his property. And he didn't have to do anything.
That's true.
He gets a bunch of money.
But he has to ask for it.
There are people who make a living out of this.
Got it.
This mm-hmm. is what they do. They just what we do. They mm-hmm. make an offer. They buy a piece of property. They let it go back.
Mm-hmm.
They let the county and the lien people go crazy. Mm-hmm. Remember last show we were talking about a lazy entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
You could be super business. Lazy and win at this.
Exactly. Buy it and just sit there.
The
yeah.
I know people that are on bigger pockets make hundreds of thousands of dollars doing this exact thing.
You talked about doing I know.
It's on our radar to do an educational package.
It's a good one.
So I'll make offers.
We're going to call it the lazy entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Why not? That would be really kind of cool. Everybody,
Slothpreneur.
Slothpreneur.
Yeah, like merging two words like entrepreneur, sloth and entrepreneur. Slothpreneur. Oh, you're a slothpreneur. Oh, not me.
Which program are you? Hey, I'm slothpreneur pro.
I'm a 100 mile an hour preneur.
My favorite is dated a doorstop. I still like that one.
That's a crack up.
Yeah. The program is dated a doorstep. You might choose to use it as a doorstop.
What's this show about?
Driving for dollars. Okay, back to that. Driving for dollars makes me crazy. I think it is probably the biggest waste of time that anyone can do to try to get out there and hand out 10 business cards and canvassing a neighborhood, hoping to meet someone that it's not even about them liking you too. Do they really want to sell? Are you going to canvass a neighborhood that no one ever, you know, the only way they sell is when somebody passes on, and we know those neighborhoods, Paradise Valley. And so, you know what I mean?
Funny story about that. Go ahead.
But there's neighborhoods people just get in and they love them, and they, you know, things change. It changes, but it's kind of silly. Some neighborhoods are easy to, there's a lot of movement, and some they're not, I think. And I just think doing the door to door thing is the dumbest use of your time. I mean,
what they do?
Yeah, they literally go door to door and then try to.
Well, all the driving for dollars people that I've seen, they get in the car.
Or that.
They drive around and they look at the asset itself and say, oh, there's boards in the windows. There might be something there.
Right.
or that one's all painted and renovated. There's obviously no play there.
Right.
Let me tell you something about real estate. It has very little to do with the asset itself.
Right.
And everything to do with how the deal is structured, how much financing is, what's going on with the paper. Paper, paper, paper. It's not the asset.
Right.
Well, assets are important when you're buying a house for yourself and your family.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want the wallpaper to look right and the foundation to be good and the roof's okay.
Nobody's just wallpaper.
As an investment, or maybe if you're an apartment guy too, that's important. But when you're flipping property or you're doing especially land or houses, you don't care about the asset. You just want to make it sure it's super cheap. And so that's not serious mistake number one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, or flaw, we should say. That's mm-hmm. a flaw with driving for dollars. You know, the asset doesn't matter. It's the price. So you got to ask yourself this question. You're driving around in a neighborhood. All the houses, let's say in your subdivision, and all the houses are basically the same square footage, or at least you could reduce it down to a price per square footage. And let's say all the houses in a neighborhood are $100 a foot. Would you rather drive around and see who's got bullet holes in their window? Or would you rather write a letter or an offer to 13,000 people that live in that neighborhood saying, hey, I'm sure that if you're interested in selling this asset for $50 a square foot and you want to check by Thursday, please sign this and send it back or call this number and we'll talk about it and you'll be shocked and amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people, what's a better use of your time? Bullet holes in the windows, or cutting to the chase, making an offer and finding two or three out of the mailer. You know, you tell me. So if you're in your car right now listening to this, driving around, deciding how to find property.
Oops.
Freaking stop it.
Yeah. Go get a Coke.
You're wasting your time.
Go back to the office.
Take the rest of the day off.
That's right.
Go to landacademy.com and check out Data to Doorstep. We have every single tool you need, including all the education, to buy a house tomorrow for half.
You're right.
So that could be the end of the show right there.
I know.
Are you hungry?
No, I have a question. What's with the bullet holes in the windows? Is that a Michigan thing?
Yeah, probably.
Detroit thing?
You know, for some reason, that. Jill, a lot of the driving for dollars videos that I see on YouTube are really C and D neighborhoods.
Oh, is that the point? Is that what they really are looking for?
I don't know.
I thought just boarded up or neglected or just something that it's abandoned. I guess abandoned in any way.
And I say C and D only because that's how our federal government census works. When I look at census tracts, which is a smart way to, if you're going to do the, Jill and I have a whole thing on the education thing on this. You pick out census tracts and you do use math. And believe me, if you're afraid of math, it's not hard. Jill and I show you how to do it step by step.
Mm-hmm.
How to buy houses for 50-60% of what you're going to wholesale them out for immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to even, we are to the point now where we don't go look at the houses.
Mm-hmm.
We have somebody go and take a picture. If you're new at this, I don't recommend that at all. You really should go look at it, but you can streamline it so that you're just buying it. You're buying an APN. That's what I call it. Assessor's parcel number on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. At 50% of what a house is worth in a well-chosen neighborhood, it could be a teardown and you're still going to win.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. I love that. You know, and you're right. The people that I see that are almost getting hung up on the asset, which is the wrong thing too. That's a flaw. Cause when I would watch those videos you and they're driving it, they're like, oh, look what we could do with this. You know, we could do that to it. We can make it pretty. We can do that. Stop, everyone.
That's a great way to go bankrupt quickly.
Mm-hmm. You know, so
leave that, leave the house flipping to the retail person, to the end user.
Right.
Leave that to the pros.
Right.
Leave that to the decorators and the contractors and people who love to do that for a living and who can charge for it. You know, there are neighborhoods in Arizona and Scottsdale specifically where you'll look at a house, you know, older neighborhoods where they're completely tore the thing down and they built a Frank Lloyd Wright gorgeous house and it's four times as expensive as the one right next to it, and people pay it and lenders lend on it.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what you do not want to buy and get involved in.
Right. I agree.
Maybe we could end the show here.
No. There's so much I have to say about driving for dollars versus direct mail. I mean, the 8 hours of driving for dollars, and maybe my other big thing is just strictly numbers. Driving for dollars, you know,
just how inefficient.
Much, what's, What are you going to walk? If you had a good day, you're going to come home with 10 properties that you're going to follow up on. And by the way, that's now going to take you how many days to follow up on?
It's not there's probably three people in the universe who have come back with 10 properties.
Thank you. So that's even
I think
high.
A great
that's too
day
high.
Is one a week.
Right. And then, well, you had to follow up on them and see who owns it and what's even the situation and all that good stuff versus I could have done this in, you know, just an afternoon and had my letters in the mail. And I could have scoured the exact based on the property information, a map information, dream it up. You can put in all the parameters you want to get the exact properties you're interested in. Under 2,000 square feet, no debt, no mortgage.
Yeah, that's one of the keys to this, and it's a well kept secret among real estate pros. Mm-hmm. Don't send any mail out to people who have mortgages. And how do you find that out?
Exactly.
Data to Doorstep.
Thank you.
We have this product called Data to Doorstep, and you should check it out at Land Academy.
It's awesome.
Fatal flaw number three with driving for dollars. What will happen is you'll see a house that's boarded up, and it fits all your criteria. You'll go down to the county. You'll find out who the owner is. You're going to call the owner or the agent or do some research on the internet. And what's going to happen? A lot of talking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's going on, Sam, with this? Oh, you can't believe my grandmother died. We don't know what to do with this asset. We're in an argument with the husband. Do you want to have a conversation like that? I don't.
Right.
I don't want to talk at all. I don't want to negotiate the price. I want to send a letter to Sam telling him we're going to drop a bag of money off.
Right.
We're going to drop $50,000 off for this $100,000 house. On Thursday.
Right.
And you can be done with your whole problem.
Right.
You will be shocked at how many people sign it and send it back and say, thank you, Jill, for solving this problem.
Mm-hmm. We know what's interesting, too, in this scenario is just like our land purchases, you let them come to you. And there's a lot of people that have nice homes that aren't boarded up that want to sell for the right price.
Yeah,
because something's going on. They're retiring. They're downsizing. Who knows?
Yeah,
you're going to get a nice property, not a yucky one, too.
I'm not being clear on this. By choosing properties choosing the asset, there's usually some flaw.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we do it, you're going to be, Jill and I have purchased commercial property where it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars by sending direct mail. And it was a mistake. Like, they shouldn't have gotten the letter, but they signed it and sent it back. And I bought 20 acres that I sold to a church for $800,000. And I bought it for like 12 grand.
We drove by that.
Yes.
I know the one you're talking about. Yeah. I now just thought about the property you're talking about. Got it.
And it was all because I made a mistake in the mailer and I shouldn't have sent. Usually we cap the assessed value and we teach all this in the program. So don't worry. We cap the assessed value at a relatively lower amount because we don't, we don't want people to get a letter, an offer for $1,000 for a piece of property from us if the property's worth $7.2 million.
Right, we're not going to do that.
And there's a real simple way to do that, and we talk about it in our education program. Mm-hmm. Just cap the assessed value at whatever.
Yep. Exactly. That's a whole other nice thing.
So driving for dollars is very flawed. And it's, I had no idea. This all came out because I did a blog on, and I posted it on Bigger Pockets. It was called Driving for Dollars Ding Dongs.
I love it.
It went viral. And I don't think it went viral because I think people were literally on the internet, keyword searching how to go drive for dollars.
You know,
they were looking at my blog to find out how to do it because it's great.
Well, what's funny is before Land Academy, I didn't know how many people were still doing that. I thought that was a thing of the past.
Me too.
I thought before internet, there was a reason for it. That's what you had to do. There was no other way to get this information. Now I realize what? There's no reason anybody should still be doing this.
Fatal flaw number four with driving for dollars. And this is slightly off topic, but it's perfect. It's informative. Never buy a piece of property, investment property. That's for sale. Turn the computer off. Get out of the MLS.
It's too late.
Somebody else got there first. So, and never drive for dollars looking for real estate signs.
Right.
We have several people who are members who used to do that.
Yeah.
So.
There's a better way.
If a property is listed with almost all exceptions, it's not, they're in the mindset. They've already, the seller has already gone down the path and to gone down the traditional real estate divestiture path, which is hire an agent, then they market the property. They take 6 to 10%, and all those fees and costs are built into the price. So it's too much. Mm-hmm. You're paying too much.
They're paying for pictures and all that good stuff because they're going for the retail price. We want the wholesale. You're way before that.
You
want
to hit that seller with your offer the day that they say something like this to themselves. I really think about selling this house, man. I didn't know my brother-in-law, this was going to happen to him, and he needs some money, and I'd really like to help him out. And my wife's pushing me down. I just opened the mail.
Right.
Let's sell that piece of land.
Mm-hmm.
We can generate $5,000 off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, honey, it's worth $25,000, but you want to just get $5,000 by
tomorrow? Why not? Exactly.
It's going to solve all of Uncle Nikki's problems.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we've had it for that many years. We're not using it anyway.
Gets calls like this, multiple calls a day. And you know what they say after that? Thank you so much. Thank mm-hmm. you. And you know what she says? You know, we're going to turn around and sell this for a lot more. And they say, thank you. I wish you the best. Yeah. Thank you. You solved their problem.
There was a lady recently said, sending it with love from the family trust. We hope you guys do great with it.
Make as much money as you can.
I said, thank you. I solved a big problem for her.
Is that going to happen with Drive with Dollars?
Probably not.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. What's so funny?
No, it's just funny.
Why is it funny?
No, it is. I'm disagreeing with you. No.
Jill, you are a crack up sometimes. Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss maybe driving for dollars, not. But we will discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. If I sound disgusted, it's because I am. This topic, you know, I said it earlier, it makes you mad. It's so illogical. And so many people do it, and I hate to see people do it.
I truly think that, I mean, I was truly shocked that it still happens. I really thought it was a thing of the past. I thought it was like that was the way you used to do it, you know, in the real estate world. No, and I've even seen, because I've been recently looking at a lot of other people's shows, and I'm working on a live event for us. So that's the big thing.
You are.
I am working on a live event, yes, that we're going to be speaking at. I know, get over it.
Is it going to be in a Hilton with bikinis and Ferraris?
No, it's not going to be in a Hilton with bikinis and Ferraris. No, it's going to be a very well put together event. I'm serious.
I appreciate that, Joe.
Do you know why? Because there's a lot of people are asking for it, number one. And number two, when I go out looking for topics that are near and dear to our members and our community and our customers' hearts, I can't find them. So I'm going to put something together to get the right people here. But I was looking at other shows and other, and trying to see who else out there who I might want to invite to our event and has something valuable to bring. There are real estate podcast shows that are still talking about success with driving for dollars and how to do it right and taking cards and on like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, and what was my other one the other day? Their number one thing was Craigslist, postcards, and the yellow kind of letters that look handwritten. I'm like, goodness. Are we still doing this, folks? That's from the 70s. I mean, come on.
We're not. You can't trick somebody. There's no tricking someone. You know, I say this in the package where we had a member who used to send fake foreclosure notices.
That makes me mad.
Me too.
That makes me mad. I save those when I get those. I think that's mean and deceitful.
So what you want to do is treat a property owner with respect. Mm-hmm. Just see if they're interested in selling the property for XYZ. If not, have a nice day.
Right.
And please keep this in the file when you get your taxes, because in 6 years, give us a call. Right. We get calls regularly.
We're still going to be here.
2004 and 5. So that's another thing about driving for dollars. The day that you go out there, you drive one day and you do what your whatever that is, but there's no, then you have to start the day over again.
Mm-hmm.
Do it all over again. You know, all the mail that we send out, it gets stuck in a file and mm-hmm. people pass away. It's a fact of life. And their mm-hmm. kids get to open that file and they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that the guy, my dad had this land.
Mm-hmm.
And look at this law offer. I can check this off my list if I call them and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get any of that benefit Right? No, we should top stock.
Well, we should talk about...
Do I sound mean and angry?
No, no, no. But we should talk about... You brought up a good point. The right kind of direct mail, which is a whole nother show we should do.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because those scary, deceitful things, no one's going to hang on to that. You just gave them a heart attack. You know, by the way, they opened it because they were about to pass out because you made it look like it's a county or it's a foreclosure or something. Right. So,
I just wrote it down. We'll do a show on that for sure.
Thank you. That was a good
show. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.